This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I got a couple things I got to do. I got to mention the sponsor of the show. Then I got to get Bill O'Reilly on with my interview with him earlier today. We had a great interview today. I would say our interview was the single best interview that we've ever done together because I loved Bill's answers. They were Wayne Root's answers. I mean, we were the same person. We're both from New York. We're both common sense. I call me a common sense conservative. He calls himself a common sense independent. But great answers. But I also want to get a few points in. So let me just start with a letter that I got. Hi, Wayne. I always thought the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the ASPCA, was a liberal organization. I'm interested to know how they feel about the story of the illegal alien and the poor little defenseless dog he raped and murdered. Not a single word from them seems to be in the media. No press releases, no indignation, nothing. Makes me wonder. Walter, one of my longtime listeners who sends lots of good comments and lots of good questions, and that's a great one. I would ask the same thing of every candidate. See, it can't be one way. It's got to be both ways. If you want to be fair in America, every time a Republican says something controversial or Trump says something controversial, they love to ask every senator, every governor, every congressional candidate, where do you stand on Trump's statement about John McCain being a POW and he doesn't like POWs? Okay, that's fair. As long as you do the same thing to Democrats. I want to know where every Democrat presidential candidate stands and where the ASPA stands, ASPCA, and where PETA stands. What about PETA? Very liberal organization for animal rights. Where do you stand on dogs being raped and murdered, and because the guy's an illegal, you don't deport him out of the country, you don't hand him over to ICE? Where do you stand? And then article number two, letter number two from James, another fan of mine. Another one that gets me mad and will get you mad. Hi, Wayne. I was at Jones Beach on Long Island today. He was there today, and he sent me the picture to prove it. It's a New York State Park, and this is what I see. It's a flagpole 100 feet in the air, one of those giant flagpoles that you'd see at a state park. And there's the American flag waving in the wind, right? Wrong. Not at Jones Beach. There are two flags on the flagpole. The one on the top is, I believe, from what it looks like to me, the New York State flag. And the one below it is the gay pride flag. There's no American flag flying. There's a gay flag, and there's a New York State flag. New York State is lost. It's my hometown. It's where I was born and raised, New York State. I went to Jones Beach when I was between the ages of 18 and 25, probably hundreds of times. Every weekend in the summer, I went to Jones Beach, drove an hour from Westchester, where I was living, to Long Island, and then an hour back, and then back on Saturday, and back to Westchester Sunday night. So I would go, literally, I must have gone 100-plus times to Jones Beach. They're flying a gay flag and a New York flag, and there is no American flag. And this is what James says. So I was at Jones Beach, and this is what I saw. And then he shows me the picture, and he says, not only are they flying the gay pride flag in a New York State park, but they're not flying an American flag up top. I'm a disabled combat Marine. And you know what makes me particularly sick to my stomach? The fact that this isn't even surprising. Unbelievable what's going on in our country. Keep up the great work. Love your show, Jimmy. Wantagh, Long Island, New York. Thank you. Jimmy, thank you very much for your service to the country. I salute you, a military combat vet, a United States Marine. Hoorah! And yet, he's got to see this disgusting thing when he sees the flag. And it's not disgusting because I have anything against gays. I like gays. Gays are fine. It's disgusting because there's no gay flag supposed to fly with an American flag, let alone without an American flag. And there shouldn't be a New York State flag. There should be just an American freaking flag. And if you want an American flag and a New York flag, then the American flag has to fly on top. This has the New York flag on top, no American flag, and the gay flag, gay pride flag below. What a disgrace. All right. Without further ado, I'm going to get to Bill O'Reilly and my interview earlier today. Right now, it's the great Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allen Root with Bill O'Reilly, as we tend to do every Monday and Wednesday. And it's always a thrill and an honor to have him on the show. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, Wayne. Thanks for having me back.
I assume you caught all or at least parts of the Trump rally in Orlando last night. What did you think about the rally, number one? Number two, did he do a great job? And number three, will he change any minds?
I think that the president had a good night. Certainly his core supporters would enjoy his presentation. He made one mistake, and this is just an opinion mistake. I don't think he should be going over the Mueller stuff much anymore. He won. I would like to see an investigation of how that Mueller thing went down. I think that's legitimate. But I don't know if he wants to continue to say it was phony, fraud, this, man. Just kind of say, all right, that's behind us. Here's what we're going to do in the future. He was smart to demonize the far left, which is causing all kinds of trouble in this country. And I don't think most Americans, no matter what party you're in, like it.
All right, and I agree you shouldn't have brought up Mueller or certainly not spent a lot of time on it. What about Hillary? Did he spend too much time on Hillary and the lock-her-up stuff?
Yeah.
Is that also a thing of the past?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
You know, look, it's nostalgia, I guess. He's not running against Hillary. You know, he has a thread of a good idea, and that is to bring up stuff like Kavanaugh, to bring up stuff like reparations, to bring up stuff like abortion, and say, is this really the kind of country you want? No due process, abortion at any time for any reason, government payments
to
descendants of slaves. Yeah, is this really what you want? And the answer is going to be no for most people.
All right, the big headlines right now as we do this interview on Wednesday morning is reparations. The hearings are going on, and reparations for black Americans, where do you stand?
Well, number one, it's never going to happen. It's unconstitutional for a variety of reasons, and people aren't going to do it. It's unfair. I wrote a big column on BillO'Reilly.com recounting my family's history in Ireland. We got our land seized. We had deaths because of the British government, and that's never been litigated or compensated. That's life. And most people have ancestors who've really gotten it. And you got to move ahead. You can't be taking money from innocent people, many of whom lost ancestors in the Civil War. Can't be demanding their tax money.
Right.
It's just not a right thing to do. It would divide the nation. And only 8% of white Americans, according to a Marist College poll, support reparations. 8%.
And brilliant when you mention ancestors in the Civil War, because my best friend and mentor in life, Doug Miller, for 30 years, just brought up this morning to me. He said, Wayne, you got to tell them that the white soldiers of the Union who died, what about their relatives? They died for to stop slavery of black Americans. Don't they deserve reparations if you're going to go that far? So brilliant analogy. Trump now says he has a plan, Bill. He's going to start deporting millions of immigrants, illegal immigrants, as of next week. What do you think about that? Is he just talking, or has he really got something? If he's really got something, can he do it? Will the American people stand for it? Will the Supreme Court approve it?
Well, certainly he can do it, and certainly the Supreme Court has to approve it, because these are people with warrants out for their deportation. These aren't people that you're just going around to door to door and knocking. These people have warrants, and that they have had their case adjudicated, looked at. The judges have decided you don't have a right to stay. You have to go home. And they, of course, are in the wind. It's about a million of those people. And the president, you know, trying to mobilize bases. Look, we're going to find them and we're going to send them back. Again, his supporters want that. There's no question. So he's within the law. Obviously, it has to be done in a humane way. He can't be brutalizing people. But I don't really know how ICE is going to find the million. But I think the president wanted to make a headline.
All right, Hope Hicks testifying on Capitol Hill, defying the White House's order not to testify. Trouble for Trump?
I understand from my sources that Hope Hicks wouldn't answer any questions about the Trump administration. She showed up, but she wouldn't answer any direct questions about her interactions with the president. So I think that's what happened. Democrats on that committee are angry about it. And if it happens, not going to be anything to come of it.
All right. You know what I say? That's my girl. And finally, there's growing talk that the Trump administration should be looking at antitrust action against Google and maybe Facebook and maybe Twitter and maybe Instagram and YouTube and all these companies in Silicon Valley that are shadow banning and kicking out conservatives. Is this a good idea?
Well, I don't know who else can control these mammoth internet companies. You know, I don't like government intrusion. I don't like the government telling private businesses what they can and can't do if it's not illegal. I don't like that. But what other choice do we have here? When you have, you know, Facebook and Google controlling so much power, and they're going to then pick and choose on who's going to be able to say stuff on social media, I think government has to get involved.
I'm with you. All right. Great rapid-fire questions and answers today. Appreciate all your insights and all your wisdom. And you and I are 5 for 5. Good stuff. Thank you, Bill.
All right. See you soon.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. As we hit to break, I want to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, Sam Lanitz and the Lanitz Tax Group. If you have any problems or questions about your taxes, any issues with the Internal Revenue Service, he is the man. Best I've ever seen. Best damn tax lawyer in America. Has handled over 8,500 cases with the IRS in every state you could think of. Easy to remember how to contact him. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU or go to the website wehelpyou.com. Thank you, Sam Lanitz. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. Let me start with our sponsor. Otherwise, I wind up forgetting. I get so wrapped up and intense and passionate and heated, fiery, that I forget to promote the sponsors. It's better to start with a mention of the sponsor, and it's Tangible Investments. They want to give you this book absolutely free. It's going to be a quick pitch and a very easy one. The New Case for Gold, they want to give you the book free. And this DVD, The End of the Road, How Money Became Worthless, it's award-winning. It's won all these awards at film festivals all over the world, free. DVD free, book free. Why? They know that if you're an educated consumer, you're going to buy gold, you're going to buy silver, you're going to understand why it's wealth insurance, you're going to understand why China, for 6 months in a row, has bought record quantities of gold. You're going to understand why you need that wealth insurance, and you're going to understand why you should buy it from Tangible Investments, because they're smart enough, bold enough, risk-taking enough to give you a free book and a free DVD. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Get the book and the DVD free. It's that simple of a pitch. 800-780-9000. Good friends of the show, good friends of Wayne Root. And by the way, it's just like everybody on this show. It's not like they just decided to advertise and I'm making up that they're a good company. I've been friends with Silvano DeGeneva, who's the CEO of the company and the founder of the company. They've been in business for 35 years, and I've known him the last 15. So I've known him, you know, he was already in the business 20 years of credibility, but I've known him for another 15. So there's that. And then I wanted to mention Chernobyl. How many of you have seen the five-part movie series, mini-series on HBO called Chernobyl about the Chernobyl nuclear plant exploding? Do you know what the takeaway is of that? I just finished watching all five episodes. The takeaway is that communists lie about everything. that they wanted to lie and make believe there wasn't a problem. They wanted to lie to the world and tell them it never happened. When the world found out about it, they lied about the severity of it. They lied to the victims of it. They lied to the people who worked at the plant. They lied to everybody. Soviet people will look at a person who's starving to death and say, oh, he looks great. The Soviet people have to look great because communism's never wrong. And that plant couldn't blow up because communism's never wrong. We don't have nuclear explosions in a communist country. So, comrades, everything's fine. They lie and they lie and they lie. And if you dare to say to them you're lying, they murder you. They torture you, and then if you still don't respond, they murder you. That was what was the theme. Liberal HBO put that five-part series on. They don't realize they're helping the Republican cause. Because when you look at what Democrats say on a daily basis, that's what Democrats do. It's like they've taken all their cues by studying the Communist Manifesto. All their policies are like the Communist Manifesto, and the way they lie. You know, right through their teeth, they lie. They look you in the face, and they lie. It's just unbelievable. And so let me give you some examples of the lies of Democrats. Open Borders Democrat Kamala Harris said today, arresting illegal aliens and deporting them is racist. Is racist. Bernie Sanders responds to Trump's MAGA rally and says President Trump is racist, sexist, a homophobe, and a religious bigot. CNN's Chris Cuomo says America First is stained like concentration camps. He says America First, the saying America First, and the saying nationalist or nationalism are stained just like concentration camps. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez lies and says Trump has put concentration camps on the southern border. He hasn't. She also lies and says America had concentration camps during World War II. We didn't. And Joe Biden claims not one single hint of a scandal during the entire Obama administration. 8 years of no scandals, the cleanest administration ever. So on my radio show earlier today, I did off the top of my head, I decided to figure out what are these eight scandals that they're about to list that prove Joe Biden is a pathetic liar and a communist liar, because these are communist whopper lies. And I guessed every one I'm right. Number one, Benghazi scandal. Number two, Fast and Furious scandal. Number three, spying on the Trump campaign. Number four, the IRS Tea Party scandal. Then they listed number five, the Secret Service scandal, where they were all cheating on their wives in Colombia when Obama visited Colombia. But I don't count that. That had nothing to do with Obama. That wasn't Obama's fault. They would have been cheating on their wives no matter who the president was. That one I don't agree with. But then Obama's Department of Justice wiretapped the phones of 20 reporters at the Associated Press and Fox News reporter James Rosen, Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, fixing the case for Hillary on the tarmac with Bill Clinton, and then, of course, the biggest communist lie ever told, if you like your health care, you can keep it. The entire Obamacare, one big giant scam, $1 trillion scam and fraud built on a foundation of nothing but communist lies. There you have it. Joe Biden, just like the communists of Chernobyl, lie after lie, no scandals, nothing.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Syrian refugee is under arrest for allegedly planning to attack a church in Pittsburgh on behalf of ISIS. Federal prosecutors say the 21-year-old plotted to put a bomb in a church on the north side of Pittsburgh. The man is also accused of distributing instructions on building explosive devices to an undercover agent. The man was born in Syria and admitted to the U.S. as a refugee back in 2016. President Trump is honoring economist Art Laffer with the Medal of Freedom. At the White House on Wednesday, President Trump says that Laffer proved the best way to grow an economy is to provide incentives that unleash the power of humans.
He developed a brilliant theory, shaped unprecedented economic reforms, and helped turn a severe recession into a remarkable boom.
Interstate 80 in northeastern Nevada is back open after a train carrying grenades and bomb derailed earlier today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root War. This show's called Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered. Joseph Williams, Dr. Joseph Williams, and VacationRestoration.com are the sponsors of this segment of the show. We thank them. Joe's a great guy. I've known him for 18 years. Been a great friend of mine, a best friend for 18 years. And his son is best friends with my son, his son Joseph Jr., with my son Hudson. Take these numbers down. First of all, the phone number, 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. And VacationRestoration.com. This is your unique opportunity to receive one of the best medical hair restoration procedures in the world while enjoying a vacation in Las Vegas. I've been friends for 18 years with Dr. Joe. He can take you who are bald or balding or super thinning hair or just slightly thinning, just starting to thin, and he could turn you into like John Travolta. It can make you look like you have the thickest head of hair in the world. He is an artiste, as they say. And that's why celebrities fly in, billionaire businessmen fly in from all over the world. Even a sitting president with a Secret Service around him has flown in to have Dr. Joe Williams do their hair restoration. He's an amazing guy. His title is a diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. He's one of only 200 doctors in the world and the only one in the state of Nevada. It's his life's work. He's an amazing guy. And the thing is, while he does it for celebrities and billionaires and former presidents, he also does it for tons and tons of average everyday Americans. And now you could fly into Vegas and spend the weekend there, and he pays for your vacation. He offers reasonable and affordable prices and financing providers you can pay over a preferred payment plan. So check it out, VacationRestoration.com. Call them. It's a free consultation, 888-357-0888. You have thinning hair? What do you got to lose? Call them. That's it. All right? By the way, this breaking news in. So on the radio show on USARadio.com, you can always find me at USARadio.com and then click on Listen Live Now, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 3 to 6 West, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, every day, Monday through Friday. On the radio show today, I read you Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota Senator's first 100-day plan. It's insanity. She would destroy the American economy. Everything Trump has done, she would destroy. She'll never get near the presidency. She's in fourth place in the Democratic primary, just in her own home state of Minnesota. She's a joke. But one of the things she wants is she wants to raise the cap on what refugees we let into the United States. Okay? This is how mentally unbalanced liberals are. Here's a story just in. Syrian refugee admitted to the U.S. under Obama, arrested on terrorism charges after planning an attack on a Christian church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he lives. And the guy's name is Mustafa Musab Alawumir, 21 years old, of Pittsburgh, planning an attack on a Christian church on the north side of Pittsburgh. Folks, these people are crazy. They're dangerous. No, I don't mean the terrorist. I don't mean this guy, Mustafa Musab Alawumir. I don't mean him. I mean Amy Klobuchar is dangerous. These people are insane. They're going to get us killed. Our first job on the first 100 days is to wreck the economy, bankrupt us all, get more children aborted, and let in more refugees like Mustafa Musab Alamir. These people are just so crazy. And how about Cory Booker? On the topic of reparations, that was the whole day of hearings, was about reparations today. He says, "Yet the U.S. is yet to truly acknowledge the white supremacy that tainted this country's founding." Wow. Thank you, Cory Booker. We really needed you for that. Folks, there aren't going to be any reparations, as Bill O'Reilly said, ever. But let Wayne Root say it a little different, because I say things a little different than Bill. Remember Charlton Heston? There will never be reparations, ever. Actually, I'll quote Winston Churchill first. There will never, ever, 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 never be reparations. And then I'll quote Charlton Heston. Over my dead body, over my dead hands, over my frozen claws, will there be reparations? Meaning you're going to have to kill me to get reparations. Because there aren't going to be any reparations coming from my wallet. My relatives got here in the early 1900s through Ellis Island. They had nothing to do with slavery. They were never there. I'm not paying now because I'm white, because you're black, and maybe you weren't there either. I'm not paying now because someone else's great-great-grandfather did something bad to another person's great-great-great-great-grandfather. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And as my great friend Doug Miller, my lifelong mentor, emailed me today, Wayne, use this line of attack. There are millions of descendants in this country of Union soldiers who fought and died to free black slaves. They were heroes and they sacrificed their life. They made the ultimate sacrifice. They died to end slavery and fight on behalf of black slaves for no reason, just because they were good people. How about reparations for them? You can't give reparations to black people unless you give it to them. And by the way, I'm Jewish. I'll give you reparations after I get my German casino. Because my relatives died in concentration camps. So, you know, like the Indians, I think I should get a casino in return for that in Germany. But I haven't seen any casinos. And I've moved on with my life. And you know what, Black America? Move on with your life. You know what one of my old friends used to say? If it's to be, it's up to me. Instead of worrying about reparations, get to work. Work your... I'll say butt. I'll be nice on national TV. Work your butt off and don't ask anybody for a handout. Ask them for a hand up, but not a handout. No one's giving you reparations. Great example is my relatives weren't here. And who's like a person that's tied to Wayne Root? Barack Hussein Obama, my college classmate at Columbia. My relatives weren't here for slavery or the Civil War. His relatives were in Kenya. His father was from Kenya. So his family was never enslaved. For all I know, his family might have sold the slaves off from Africa. As we all know, slaves sent to America, terrible things, stayed on America, all agreed. But they were sold into slavery by black people in Africa who were in charge of the slave business. So maybe Obama's relatives were selling off slaves. I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is he was never descended from slaves, and I never came for people who had slaves. Therefore, why would I be giving money to Barack Obama? Because he's half black. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Let's take some calls. Robert in Ohio on line one. Robert, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Fine, Wayne. I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
Joe Biden was making some comments when he's being interviewed by Joy Reid, and he said there are certain things where it just takes a brass knuckle fight, and he continued later adding, since you're talking about it, it started a real physical revolution.
Yeah.
That's not the first time I've heard him talk all this talk about revolution and fighting, but now they're up in the ante a little bit, it seems, and it's distressing if you're a Trump supporter anyway, because they're kind of being threatened wherever they go. A lot of my people won't even say which way they're voting, but they're voting for Trump. But they won't even let that out of the bag because of what goes on.
Yeah, look, my answer is we all know there's a horrible double standard. If Wayne Root or Donald Trump says there may be a revolution, we might have to fight these people in the streets, people are going to get killed, we are attacked and called racists and terrible people who want death to liberals, and so I don't say things like that. They get away with it, and they say it, and the liberal media says nothing. Joe Biden just said, what if I said it on national TV, I'd be in big trouble. You know, I think there may be a revolution one day. I think we're headed for it. Not because I want it, because I think liberals badly want it. Joe Biden just proved me right. Simple as that. They do want a revolution. No question in my mind. You know why? Because they can't win. That's why they're so frustrated. They can't win with real Americans. They're going to lose every election from now on with real Americans. They got to overwhelm the ballot box with illegal aliens. And Gavin Newsom gave away their strategy the other day. He said the United States is just like, as a nation, just like California in the 1990s. When California Republicans fought illegal immigration, look what happened to California. All the Mexicans wound up hating Republicans. They voted you guys out of office. No Republican will ever win in California again. That's what's about to happen in the nation. Well, there's the game plan right there. They need to open the borders and let everybody in from every country in the world, but in particular Mexico and Central America, let them all in and outvote us, just like they did in California. That's the strategy right there in front of you. Thanks, Robert. Alan in Arizona, line two. Alan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just you briefly mentioned this, but I think the movie Roots, at least the first 20 minutes of it, needs to be required education to, about where, you already mentioned it, where all the blacks came from. Fellow blacks sold them into slavery.
Correct.
It wasn't the whites. The whites spent their good money to buy slaves from other blacks. Now, the other thing is, I've read several different places that there were over 40,000 black slave owners in the South during the Civil War. I haven't fact-checked that, but the fact is there were blacks who owned black slaves in the South.
All right, so let me comment. All right, so let me comment. Now, number one, obviously, I just said it, so I agree with you. There were blacks who sold blacks into slavery. Blacks in Africa sold blacks. There were black slave owners, my understanding, but there weren't 40,000. There's no way that figure's correct. There's no way, because the South hated blacks. They weren't letting a lot of blacks be slave owners and owning plantations. There might have been a few. I'm sure there were a few. I think the more important thing is there were white slaves. I think the more important thing that there have been Jewish slaves. I'm Jewish throughout history. Jews were slaves to the Romans. Jews were slaves to the Egyptians. Jews were slaves to the Germans. But it was a long time ago. I don't spend my life thinking about 50 and 100 and 200 and 500 years ago, and I don't ask for reparations. The point is, it's silly to ask for reparations. You're not getting them. It's never going to happen. We're never going to pay you. Over my dead fingers, my dead cold fingers, as Charlton Heston would say, there's not going to be reparations. End of story. More calls when we get back. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. And what about those Union soldiers who died to save the slaves? Why don't they get reparations? I'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Allen Root, a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, I got a message on national TV for Michael Moore. Please get this to Michael Moore. Please, Right Wing Watch or Media Matters, make sure Michael Moore sees this. He asked the left, are you ready to take on Trump's insane base? There you are again, calling us insane and deplorables and racist and homophobic and Islamophobic. And I get all the same nonsense from liberals all the time on email. And you know what I say to Michael Moore? Let's go. Let's have a debate. I'm dying to get on a stage and debate Michael Moore. Let's find out who's insane, who's articulate, who's smart, who can debate. Let the crowd vote afterwards. Let's go for it, Michael. As a matter of fact, coming up in just about a month and a half is, actually not a month and a half, in about 1 month is Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. I'm already in a major debate about open borders. And it's going to be myself and Candace Owens debating against two liberal open borders people in front of the whole crowd of 2,500 people. Let's get another debate scheduled, Michael Moore, you and me, to debate whether who's insane or not. Because liberals are the ones who are clearly insane, hate this country, want to destroy this country, want to destroy middle-class people in this country, have a hatred for white people, and now clearly a hatred for Jews. You're all nuts. So let's debate and find out who the crazy one is. Michael Moore, I want you. I want you, to paraphrase Muhammad Ali. I want you, Michael Moore. Let's go for it. Anytime, any place, anywhere in America, I will debate you. Got it? All right, sponsor of the segment of the show. My doctor suggests, used to have a problem with literally brain fog. I'd wake up in the morning and it would be foggy for a couple hours, and that would wear off, and I'd be great. Well, now, from the second I wake up, 5 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, 6 in the morning at the latest, sharp as a Scud missile, man, as a laser-fired missile. And I used to have a problem with leaky gut syndrome, and I'd eat food, and I'd get fatigued and tired, and also brain fog. and never happens anymore. Whenever I eat, I'm fine. Not a problem. I used to have a problem with a hoarse voice before I got on the radio. Thousands of hours a year. Gone. Doesn't have a problem anymore. All because of my doctor suggests they've got this amazing alkaline structured silver formula that literally destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses and does not affect good bacteria at all. So good news. Good stuff. Check it out. So many emails from all of you about it. So make sure you experience my doctor suggests. Can't buy it in stores. Got to call them 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868, toll free, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code root, you get 20% off. Or when you're on the phone, say, Wayne Root sent me, you get 20% off. Great products, man. All right, let's take some calls. We got a liberal from New York, Gil. Gil, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
How you doing, Wayne? This is the first time that I'm watching your show.
Yes, sir.
And I caught your segment about California when it flipped from Republicans to Democrat and all of that. And actually, you know, I'm a liberal. I'm from New York. And I agree in terms with the immigration problem. There's a lot of immigrants coming into this country. We have to deal with our problems first before we can deal with anyone else's.
Right.
And I agree in part with Trump about that. You know, a lot of my friends chew me up about it, but it's okay because that's how I feel.
You're a reasonable common sense guy. You're a reasonable common sense guy.
Yeah.
And maybe you're not as liberal as you think. You might be leaning Republican nowadays. I got to tell you,
I can be liberal on one thing and conservative on the other. You know,
listen, I had dinner two nights ago, Gil, with a friend of mine for the last 20 years I've known him. And he's a Jewish Democrat doctor. And he's
okay.
A big liberal, supported Obama, supported Hillary Clinton, hated Trump, voted for Hillary last time, voted twice for Obama. And I never discuss politics with him because I know it's going to be a fight. So we have dinner. We try and stay off politics. Two nights ago, I had dinner with him at the Westgate Hotel in Las Vegas. God is my witness. He told me, Wayne, I've become a Republican. I'm voting for Trump. You could have pushed me over with a feather. He said the Democratic Party is so hateful to Jews, and he's Jewish, so hateful to Jews, and they're not even embarrassed about it, and Trump has created such a good economy. I got to give it to you. You're right about Trump. I'm going to vote for him. You could have pushed me over with a feather. I couldn't even believe it. So, Gil, it's possible to be a lifelong Democrat and make a decision one day, have a metamorphosis. It's time to vote for Trump if you want a good economy. Economy, you know.
What I'm trying to convey here is that
Wouldn't
it be a whole lot better if Trump does this across the board? There are a lot of illegal, you know, people here that are Chinese, Indian, Haitians, Dominicans. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands, but he just focuses on Latin America.
Well,
and
only because the border. The border's Latin America. That's just coming over the border, mostly. But
right.
The ones that are in the country are coming in other ways. Maybe they're coming here on visas and they overextend and stay without. You know, he's going to go after them too. I agree with you. It has nothing to do. I always argued the one mistake Trump made is saying that this was about Mexicans. Don't mention people's race. It's not about Mexican or Central America. It's about anyone who comes here illegally. If you're Chinese, I'm Jewish. If you're Israeli and you come here illegally, I want to kick you out of the country. You're stealing American jobs. Right, Gil. I agree with you. All right. Thanks, Gil, for the call. Appreciate it. See, there's a nice, reasonable, common sense Democrat who calls himself a liberal. There's no way he's liberal. You listen to Pelosi and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC, all of them. Jerry Nadler. There's no liberal, it sounds like, the guy who just called up. You're a very reasonable guy. You should be voting Republican. I bet you don't support abortion to the moment of birth or after birth either. You're not extreme like these people. You just think you're a liberal because you were raised by parents who probably voted Democrat. But you're not a liberal. All right, Wayne Allyn. It's good to get different viewpoints on the show and good to hear from a liberal who might be moving a little bit in the right direction. I had dinner with my liberal friend Jeff the other day. I couldn't believe my ears. He's voting for Trump. Wow. By the way, Trump raised $25 million in one day yesterday. The guy isn't unpopular. He's popular. And he's going to win re-election by a landslide. See you tomorrow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.